get closer, a little earlier.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I know all of you are ready tonight to have a really fun time. I have a lot of new listeners and people that have called in before. So I'm going to explain a little bit to those who are new what's going on here. This is Psychic Jethro. This is a great show that's a little bit wild, and exactly that. We're psychics who talk about subjects that other people won't or sometimes don't want to go to. We are real certified psychics. We're individuals who have been born with this gift and who have abilities to be able to see the future and percept it for others. I have been doing this for over 30 years. I have gifted and been doing intensely trained by metaphysical masters, beginning at the age of my preschool, and began foreseeing the future in kindergarten for my other friends. Since then, I've gone on to work with and do accurate readings professionally. My phenomenal hostess tonight, you guys are going to love this, those of you, a lot of you already calling my Dina time, is our certified psychic medium who was born with the gift. She's been reading professionally for 25 years. Dina envelopes the past, present, and future. She has the ability of healing at a soul level, drawing communication with loved ones from the other side. Dina has the gift, obviously, of mediumship and wisdom from past lives. Plus, she provides a profound experience at many levels. Let's all welcome Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. It's a beautiful day here in Maine. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Over here in Virginia, same thing. I've got a lot of your friends writing in. Those in Tampa, please contact me. I'm going to be down there again. A lot of you know me from Florida. We've got people asking me, what's going on with Dina? We've got a lot of questions here. Please, you know, remember, you guys, we do have the 773-897-6461 line open. We will be giving a few readings. For you new people, welcome. This is a fun. Tonight we have a topic about mind readings. We want to discuss that with those of you who have been catching us all day on our page. The question we have tonight, and it's been a very good question. I want to thank you, Denise Adams, who wrote this in, is the question about is it true, is it someone – reading your mind, is that something negative? Is it possibility of using the ability that you and Dina have that can hurt others? Are you manipulating others by knowing what's in their mind? So me and Dina are going to touch that subject. We got a lot of you guys writing in, a lot of comments. We got some funny ones here, some of Dina's friends writing in from some of her fans. I would like to read Dina's mind. If she read my mind, I'd be in jail. I have been thinking a lot of thoughts that probably would get me in trouble, but Dina understands me because she's a rowdy girl like me. I can't tell you how fun it is to be over here in Sheridan to talk to her, tell her if she ever gets over here in Albuquerque, we want to have a good party from Candy. Okay, we got some really fun people, and we love that. And Candy writes in, Dina was also very accurate with her and read for her 2.5 years ago, was correctly about the relationship. Since then, she's moved on. A friend has started to date the man, and she's going to have her call in tonight. Hopefully, Dina will get to read again and tell it, should this man be able to date the man who doesn't know how to treat his women well? So, I'm sorry, man, who doesn't treat his women well, but tonight's your night, maybe to get a little bit of Psychic's Gone Wild thrown at you. Be good to how you date people. Let's talk about that, Dina. We joke about this. Everyone knows you're single. You're a very attractive, very nice lady who's, you know, and I had a lot of them tease me about leaving Dina alone about the tease. And I tease Dina because we're just really good friends and brother and sister in the way of spirituality. Dina, how is it to date psychically? We get this so many times. Most of the women are asking me, how can you even go out and date when you know what's on the guy's mind? Doesn't that take the fun out of it?
That's why I'm single. No, it does take the fun out of it. I must say, my biggest knowing as much as I know and reading people's minds and what have you, the biggest challenge is to date someone that you don't know ahead, or if you do, it works well with your vibration. But most of the time, people do not like you reading their mind or knowing what they're thinking. But it does take all the surprise out of everything because you know it ahead of time. So it's like you're expecting it, whether it's good or bad. And I being the female, most males don't like, a woman to be in their head like that. So it's a really, that is a tough subject for me, a tough one. But what can you do? You can't change that. So, yeah.
And I love that. And I agree. I agree on the other side of this, too. And, you know, fairly, you ladies that are writing in, think about it the other way for the gentleman being able to read the minds. And you're asking a person out to date. And I love a lot of you, a lot of the individuals that I've asked out through the years were friends of mine and friends we've worked with. The funniest thing is the things that ladies will think of before they'll accept a date, you know, and it's a good, it works both twofold. I mean, I had a person that basically was more concerned about what she was going to wear than actually going out with me or not, and I was trying to get a date and had a lot of perception at that time, you know, and didn't want to hurt her feelings. I did not care if she wore polka dots or you know, if she went plaid or whatever she went, as long as she, you know, said yes, obviously, for the date. So we've got a lot of people teasing us or going, Jethro, it's really funny to me. You and Dina have been on for quite a while, and you're always wild, but you guys don't ever not talk about sex. Why is that? Why would we not?
It's one of the most beautiful free things you're given in life.
Yes, exactly. For those of you tuning in, we've got this is Psychics Gone Wild. Let's Get Wild. We're going to give away a few readings. And remember, the reason we do these on the show is to give you an idea of the type of reader. I'm a very fast-paced talker. Dina's a very in-depth talker. You'll see in a few minutes here the difference of we both are born with this gift. We both are, you know, psychics, but we do things a little differently, and this gives you a chance to do it. The reason we also do this is to help those of you who have those one or two questions. This is the only time I basically do this. I do a little charity work. But please, you know, if you could check, go into www.jethrosmith.net or www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com and get that full reading if you get a chance. I have a lot of friends ask me, what is it about you guys? I've talked to you before. And a lady tell me, she says, I listen to you, Jethro, and you're so different. And I got to tell you, and this is something I want to understand you, I'm different with every person. What you're hearing on the radio is actually me. But when you'll see this if you listen to the show of different individuals. That's what Dina and me both are known. We give each person that unique gift at that time. Dina, talk to me a little bit here. We've got a couple of people asking about, you're doing healing. What happens if you know the person is sick? Do you go into that right away, or do you give them things about their future before you discuss the things that are ailing them?
It depends. Like, if they're just specifically there for what's ailing them, then we're going to really concentrate on that, you know, and how to get better, what I see it's going to do. If not, then I don't go into that. Only if they really need to hear something about it, or they want to know something about it.
I love that. And that's the thing we've talked about with those of you individuals who know this. You always want to be able to work with the client where they are. And I think this is, like, again, that's another individual situation. I want to tease a couple of you. We've got some of you guys writing in over here on the other site. Remember that, you know, we have our Facebook. If you really want to do this, you can get on to Facebook with both of us as friends. And we have a room where we do periodically do work there. It's one of our larger rooms that we have. We have the Psychics Gone Wild room, the PGW room, if you guys like that, or if you want it the individual. I have my own Psychic Jethro's room, which me and Dina both work in, and right now we have a lot of people that are coming in that room right now and writing into us. I know that I have been with you before on the show, Jethro. Please talk to my friends. I would like to know about how to get on the show. One of the things, and this is the great thing, is we're always doing before, is we brought new people in. Those of you know the phenomenal names that are on the Psychics Gone Wild page, and we've done with us. Dina is my longest and strongest psychic that I've had. It was the first psychic that ever came with me on Psychics Gone Wild, so me and her continue on. We do encourage those of you who are doing this, that we do have guests periodically through other things, but, you know, we're doing this now because of it, that we want to encourage you guys that are doing that to go out and do your own radio show. The more the merrier. We compliment. We're here to teach and do it, and you're ready to do the reading. I do offer that to those of you. Now, I do also respect the fact that you should have some under your belt. You should have read for some people, had some credibility. Do not, please, you know, Psyche Jethro and Dina said I could go on the show because I heard Jethro say it over the air, and now I'm just sitting out reading this, because that it does take this. You have to be certified or work with some things to be able to do it. I don't say it has to be, but Dina, help me with what I'm trying to say here with people that are just starting out that want to do the radio show. What would be your advice?
Well, yeah, definitely. You can go get your own show, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, like you said, unless you've been doing something like this for a little while, or definitely been reading for a while, because you know, the people that call in, we do it, Jethro and I do it because this is a kind of like our gift, our donation, our service to people, to help people. So if you're going to do it, that you have to have that in mind for one thing, you know, just do it from the kindness of your heart. But these people that are calling in, they want, it's like a hope. We're calling in for hope. They're calling in, you know, for help or answers or what have you. And so you better be kind of knowing what you're doing, or, you know, you have to be pretty good at it, or just, you know, not somebody who's just making things up, because it's not good to just mess with people's lives. So that's why if you want to do it, you either can find one that somebody will let you on with, or just start your own. And then you just, you know, help people. We did it. Jethro and I did it every week for years. And that's how we got it rolling. Every week. You can put the same time slot every week. You can move it around. You can get guests. You can whatever, because we've interviewed a lot of guests. So that's how you kind of just get started out.
Love it. Very true. And those who are tuning in, we love it. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to grab those phones and give you a few minutes. I have a couple of other friends writing here real quick on some Dina time. We always do a Dear Dina for those of you who do the email. You can reach her at essenceodd@oil.com. Dina, you're going to help me here because I've got the phone accident. Would you spell your email out for me while I get this audio over here?
Yeah, it's essence, essenceot@aol.com. Or you can go into my website, like Jethro said, www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com, or the other way around, I can't remember. Anyway, or you can call me at 207-752-1399.
Yeah, dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. And those of you tuning in, we're very much on tonight. We're laughing. We're here to help, as you can see. And I do love the fact, if you can afford it now, and I've had people say, Jethro, what is the best way to do and timing? Get an email reading if you haven't got the time to schedule on their line with us, or get a hold of us and get a phone reading, or an actual sit down time where you can meet us in place. We do both, or Skype if you're in another country or don't want to do the phone bill. What's beautiful with the email is that we will do that for you. Now, caution, those of you know, send us the pictures. You know, if we have some more pictures to look at, a couple of pictures of your recent's the best, and send those most pertinent questions. I have a 3-question one. You can do a page and a half for $45 right now. And I do encourage that. I know I've had some people just say, Jethro, I just got 1 or 2 questions. I won't just do that. That's not fair to me. I do help people out, but if you just want to call me and do that, think about the same thing fairly that I do. You know, this is all I do for a living is Dina. This is what we do, and this is what we do well. That's why we've been doing it for over 30 years. So remember that. And please, I've had a lot of you guys calling the new phone number of mine. Remember, you have to schedule in. I do have a little bit of a waiting list. Not bad. Some days I leave days open. But if you call and just have a reading question, you will, you know, politely get probably a receptionist. If you get through, most of the time you'll get the answer machine. So please just leave your name and number and go ahead and go online. Go to the www.jethrosmith.net and get on. That's the best way, is I've got a booking there and it's complete accurate and it'll get you scheduled in, or like I said, by your email reading, send your pictures, send it to me, and it'll be typed out in a couple of days. Loving it. We're going to grab those phones. We got someone saying, Jethro, I can't believe it. Dina's back. I really just love her dearly. I saw her on Facebook. She's looking really good. I've got to tell you, I've been single for 2 years and she never writes me. I did try to get her, and then I found out that I was writing the wrong email. I do know that she's a nice person. I heard she was dating. Is this fair to ask over the radio? Was that a pickup line? What was that? Did I just read that right?
No comment. No, I haven't. I don't know who you are, but I haven't received your email. I date. Mm-hmm.
And I want to take you from the Big D over in United Kingdom also along these lines. He's writing in, if Dina needs to date, I saw that earlier when I lived on Facebook, and I keep track of Jethro's site pretty actively. I think that she should date me because I've been her fan for over 4.5 years, and I love her dearly. Well, thank you, Big D. And we, you know, we send your picture, talk to Dina, and you know, we'll see if you can fly over here. I have no idea, but you guys are getting wild. Let's get a little unwild to grab those photos.
Well, everybody send your profiles, and I'll check them out.
Here we go, you laundry guys. We've got a Skype reader. I've turned myself red now. Here we go. Skype, how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, it's you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dina. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Awesome. I am having a little dilemma, so I'm hoping that you guys can help me out. I've been looking for work, received a tentative offer today, but I'm not excited about it. I'm hoping something else will come along. What are you guys picking up?
I need to get a name here.
Yeah.
Vicky, sorry.
Okay.
It's okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jethro.
Vicky, I do feel that I feel like that you're on the right path. I am seeing that this is like a little bit of a treadmill working out for you. I feel that you're going to have a little bit of an offer. I feel like you've got the door started, but there is a better one coming. I feel like this is not that far down the road. And I see that this job that you're looking at, first I thought you would maybe take the job until something came, but I feel like you're going to look at it. But I feel like you're working with it, something else is going to come along. I'm feeling probably within about a little over 2 weeks or a week and a half, somewhere in there is what I'm feeling. Dina?
Right.
Yeah, I definitely, don't settle. If this isn't feeling right, because you have to go by your instinct, your intuition. So don't settle because by not settling, because we'll also send little tests, you know. So if by not settling and really believing and having faith that something is going to come along, then
right.
that's when the real thing is going to come along. There will be something for you coming along. And I agree with Jethro, it's not that far away. So, you know, unless you like right out straight and have to have money, you know, but if you don't, then I hear just have the patience and wait, because what's coming along will be more of what you've been wanting. Like, I feel you've put your feelers out, you've got some things out there. And so this is just the beginning of the offer. So it's going to be more of what you've been wanting, closer to what you want to do and where you want to be is what I'm hearing.
Okay. So I said yes because I need to work and I have no money.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I need to work and I said yes. But the good thing about it, they're talking about a start date probably about two and a half weeks from now, so which is a good thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping and I'm putting the energy out there that something else will come along that I'll be excited about.
Yeah. So there's, you know, and if it falls in that time frame Jethro said, then you'll have your answer. But like I said, it doesn't have to be, this doesn't have to be, you know, the job. I feel other things are going to come along.
Okay.
We thank you, Vicky. We love you. Hang in here with
you.
The energy.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Love you too.
We got people calling going wild, and we got them going out there. Vicky's are wild, but they're going to make sure. Those of you trying to tune in, we have now our own separate sites. I know there used to be a day when we had that Psychics Gone Wild site. Don't worry about that. Just get a hold of us there at JethroSmith.net or Dina Flanagan. Remember, we always promote all the others. If you know Jen Bach Drakey or Patty Negri, DC Love, Seth, I mean, I can go back through names from a long way back. Go to their websites and do that because they're there and they have that. We have a lot of you wanting to see some of the old people, and I say old, I'm sorry, it was a wrong word. Some of the regular people, let's put that way, the long, strong standing, those of us here, and we are going to be doing that. Write me. Get a hold of me. Those of you know my email, jethrohelps@gmail.com, write me. So, you know, I don't know really much people that I can't get back. You know, I'm not sure if I something I can find, but I you know, I'm psychic. I think I've got Dina's phone number, and I bet we could catch them if you really want to hear from any of the ones we've got. So get a hold of me, we'll find them, and we'll get them back on the show. A lot of our individuals have went on to do their own newspapers, TV. In fact, last week we had one of our people that had been on was so good to have her back, and it was such a nice, positive experience for those of you who've gotten to listen to that show. It was just really strong and very positive, and that's what we want to continue to do. This is what Psychics Gone Wild is. I had someone ask me last week, why are you and Dina the only two on? Really simple. Me and Dina are the two that have always done it, and we just love doing it. We got drafted to do the work, and that's what a light worker does. And you'll see the other ones are out doing the same kind of work. We are in the works of having some come back. I can tell you we've got some really good rapport with Patty Negri wanting to come back and do some shows. We're so excited to have her. We've got Jan Bach-Drakey. We're looking at Lori Connell. I know some of the, if you guys remember these names. And I know Angie Mitchell is a popular one that they've been asking for. We're trying to get that tarot reader back. So you'll get to say hi to us as we go through. Let's enjoy ourselves. I do apologize to Dina. I don't know if she did see it, but I owe her an apology over the air with my in taste when I put up the joke about Dina and the great white shark. It was teasing that Gina was going to make it into animals. There was no sharks hurt or anything there. It was a joke to Dina about how tough Dina was, that if a shark was her that got grabbed on the north, the shark would not have lived. It was not any way derogatory to any shark in a way, just a tease to Dina. I'm very sorry, Dina. I have gotten a lot of email of what were you teasing Dina about beating up sharks for? Did you even see it, Dina?
I guess it's, no, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure I'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I hope so, and I'm sorry. It's only been for a couple of days, and I'm surprised you haven't got the emails yet. It's still hitting in the Psyche's Gone Wild room and a couple other areas that got it. And in the Psyche's Gone Wild page, it was a picture about a lady in the north who had been attacked and luckily survived a great white, and I put down it definitely wasn't Dina Flanagan because the shark was still alive, and she would have used it to make let's say shark outfit. So I'm very sorry. And
that could be me if I had to. Yes.
and that's what you guys don't realize. This is a woman who goes out and camps in the nature. She does things that are just totally tomboyish and very fun and just Dina. So that's where that came from. For those of you who haven't seen, have you found the real Dina? You got to see that video. It's one of our top rating ones, and we have it periodically on Facebook, or you can find it on YouTube under Psychic Jethro if you look, or Psychic's Gone Wild, and you'll find that video. It's a lot of fun, and you want to see that. One of our winners in 2014 actually made that video for Dina about he had found the true blue psychic. It was a very fun video. It will make you laugh if you need to. It's a very good one. He found, you know, Dina's camping ground and teases about it incessantly.
that was a good one. I like that.
that was one of those, yeah. He's, and I have right. Dina, have you ever thought about living in Australia? We have a very great climate, lots of fun people down here, and I am a very good gifted man. I would treat you very well. Have you ever thought about living here?
Well, yes. I've always wanted to go there. That's for sure. And I was just sitting there thinking Australia when you read that, So, because of the video, remember he was Australian or something? He was talking like that. So, but yes, I find it very fascinating from what I read about it and everything. So, I'd definitely love to visit.
Love that. Let's grab those phones. Let's get wild. People, we've got to get these people to quit trying to date here. Let's go back to wild and leave Dina alone. We know she's but this all has to stay here with us. 219, how are you? We're doing fine. 219, how are you?
Hi. Hello, my name is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. We've got a lot of people trying to get them through. Was there a waiting line or was the phones being chaotic?
No, I'm the second one. I called in like 5 minutes before it started.
I know, but you've got to realize how many the people you've got ahead of here. We got a bunch of bouncing on, so yeah, they're below you a lot. That's how you got in 5 minutes before, you little tricky one.
I guess it was meant to be.
Yeah, so what can we do to help you?
Yes, it's about the person I've been with for 2.5 years, and it's just I don't know if he's going through a transition or what, but it's kind of like he's way off. And my gut just said to end it. And I'm wondering, was there anything ever there, or was he just so out of it?
My sense is that, excuse me, he is going through, what's the name?
Jim.
Jim. It's going through some growth right now, like some and releasing stuff and having to deal with stuff, and I just feel like the energy I'm feeling around is very heavy, around him is very heavy, So mm-hmm. I'm feeling like that he's almost like in a depression, you know, but that heaviness. So in that depression, I feel like that he can barely help himself, let alone be in a relationship. So I feel like he's having to face things right now. There's things going on in his life. There's a lot of decisions, sort of things he has to make. Old stuff is coming up. So I feel like all this, so it's all grabbing hold of mm-hmm. him. And it's a heavy energy. So there's no more room for another person around that heavy energy, if you know what I mean. So it's really not personal. It's more just can't get out of his own way and doesn't have the energy for a relationship, so to speak. So, but I feel it's a good idea that you let it go, because I feel mm-hmm. like this next step that he has to do on his own, you can't do it. You can't do it for him. You shouldn't even be around it, right? So this next step he has to do on his own. In the meantime, you get to, you know, go find yourself and enjoy life. So I feel like what's coming up for you, you know, will be like a weight or relief, you know what I mean? And you'll start to do things that you've been wanting to do. You'll start to, because some of that heavy energy has held you back, even if you don't know it, you know, subconsciously. It holds, it's been holding you back. So this, by letting that go, it's going to open up a lot of like lightness and opportunities for you that you've been wanting to do. You just haven't really mm-hmm. done it yet. So that's what's coming up for you with this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good job.
I agree very much, and I feel that there's something else happening here for you and him that has been. I'm right along with Dina, what we've got here, and the angels are telling me with this man that to try a little bit of Tony energy with the house, like a little bit of work energy that would put something there, because I feel like that something else is trying to, like she said, I agree with Dina, the depression. We are having a lot of planet transition for those of you guys that are paying attention to these gates opening. We just had one open, remember in May, Unconditional Love. And it's causing a big effect. And I can tell you, I'm having, and Dina knows, she's like with my significant other, I call her and Dina a lot. What is going on today is a psychic, it's hitting me with energy, and I have to go in and do that time of, hey, you know, regrip, get a hold of reality. Because what they're doing with the other energy is they're strengthening us. And so we go through a little bit of energy. And I feel your man's got some kind of emotion. I feel like a little bit of putting pink unconditional love towards him is the answer. Maybe positive meditation, you know. And I feel like you're the woman to do it. I feel like this is going to snap some of this off of him. He's got some energy trying to weigh him down is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So we love you. Thank you for calling in, Liz. I would just welcome you. Tell all your friends, and please, you know, I have you guys on Facebook or going wild. Share the page. Do the thing. I've got people writing down. We want to hear poetry. We're trying to get Uriel and Jan to do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, you rock. We've got everyone calling in. Is my husband ever coming back, Dina? A really funny thing happened. I had a very best friend who said she was going to do the world for me. Well, she did. She took my 23-year-old husband with her. They have been gone for 4 days. No one knows what happened. I did think at first it was a joke. Now I'm beginning to wonder, is there something more going on? It's 4 days. What do you think of my Pisces that likes to fish husband?
My 23-year-old what?
Husband, they've been in a relationship 23 years, she says.
Can you read that again? What the heck?
Let me go through. I know, I'm reading these real quick. You guys got to remember, you're flipping me real fast at my age. They're writing me that she's writing here saying that her husband was 23-year-old relationship has been took off with her best friend, and they've been gone for 4 days. No, nothing. She's just saying that she wants to know if they're going to come back. Is this a joke because they've been gone 4 days, or should she really be worried that this Pisces, something else may be going on here?
Well, I don't feel it'll be positive results. Let's put it that way. They will be back, but back around. But I feel like that there's, you're just not gonna like the outcome, is what I'm feeling. Jethro, what are you getting on this one?
I agree with Dina, and I'll tell you, this is an odd thing, and I, my concern here is with you that you're writing us, Jana, and I think you might want to, first thing, what I would get a hold of proper authority, especially after 24 hours. What if something's happened? I'm like, or I don't feel comfortable with it, and I do feel very awkward that you said best friend, so that does tell me this person has been around. This is not the first time that a best friend or a spouse has became close or intimate or something's happened with it. We're not going to say that because we want to think the best. We need a little bit more to go on. Please, when you guys are doing this, send us a little bit of a picture or something for us to be able to pick up the aura. It would help me so much to see your husband's energy. And like Dean said, we're both feeling something odd here. Now, that can be from the fact that they took off and decided to go to Disney and are going to surprise you and had problems, to, unless I'm trying to be silly here, or it could mean that there is something going on behind your back. What we want to do is we want to be honest. And that's one thing I tell a lot of individuals. I will not falsely accuse someone. I had a person who came to me, wanted me to confirm that their husband was having the affair. They had it all down. They just knew like they knew. And the problem was, the guys were telling me the man was impotent. You know, for confidential reasons, that this was very intense. I would not say this. Thankful I did not say this, because later when things came out, she found out the person he was going to see was his doctor, and he was having some prostate problems and had been having stuff. And no, he was not out doing the hanky-panky. He was trying to go out and find out how to get his hanky-panky back. So... please, you know, if you guys, if you get this and you get one of us, make sure it is a verified or we get this. I had a lady write to us yesterday that, you know, she had gotten mad and her friend had told her psychically that her boyfriend was seen at a hamburger place. So she promptly went down and confronted the waitress, only to have the police called on her and all these problems, to find out her husband doesn't even like that restaurant, has never been in there, her boyfriend, sorry, and would not even go there. Now she has the great thing of being able to go back to this poor waitress who was very friendly and has to apologize for making a very big scene because she was told this. Make sure you get accurate information. Contact us before you go anywhere. We're like Ghostbusters. Don't go out there with just your own gun. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and this is the time that it happened.
Well,
yeah. And it happens. But you know,
the
Dina,
question
Dina,
being
you can
tell
is,
you,
what's
yes.
that?
Oh, go no.
ahead, Dina, question.
The question being is, okay, red flag, no phone call, no nothing. We don't know you haven't told us if they've called. So if there's no phone call or no nothing or you don't know where they are, obviously there's something going on and something that needs
yes.
to be found out. You know, no matter what it is, there's the first issue. After you've married them in a year, you don't just take off for 4 days. Without no phone call or no knowledge. But we don't know if you have knowledge because that wasn't in the thing. So, you know, like, I'm with Jethro. Find out if something happened, you know. First find out if something serious happened. Then if nothing serious happened, then you go to the next level.
And I am very much, all of you know, I'm very holistic, metaphysical, have been for years, always very naturalist, and this is something you'll find out. Those of you, hang on, we've got a bunch of numbers, 727, you're next, 352-17, 316, going on down, 32752, we've got a bunch of 813s, I love you, Florida. But I want you guys to hang on, and this is important, is if you have something, always go with a professional. You know, a good example, I know of a lady who, she had some things going on with her health, she went to someone who prescribed for her clear water and some other, you know, very holistic good remedies. Thing was, this was not a holistic doctor. You want to have that behind you, because what happens is we perceive what we have, and I'm very good with this, but I always get that opinion. Same thing with this. Now, if you've got a plumbing problem, do you call your dentist to come over and see if he can fix that cavity? No, you get a hold of a plumber. Come on. You gotta think a little bit with this. A friend told me, they go, Jethro, you guys is accurate. It really impresses me. I do and have done this. I have helped other people find this too. If it is there, and unfortunately it's you know, I do caution this and work with this because we're not trying to do the Jerry Springer show. Sorry, no offense to that. And if anybody gets offended at a copy of that, what I would like to say, we're trying to do an actual helping the person. So working this out and seeing, yes, I'm telling the person I am perceiving there is something. We do work with this and we go through this. You know, I've never been off on it, and I thank you for the higher power, but it's a very horrible thing. You know, you just think of yourself in that shoe. I ask you, new psychics, do not tell that person, I'm feeling the stress and I feel something's going on in your chest, because that person may feel that and put that to a bigger word. If you're feeling anxiety or nervous, just telling, I'm getting a sensation or I'm feeling something going on with you. Wording is key. Remember that. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to frighten the person any more than you want to say something that could be amplified as taken wrong. Love all you guys. This is wild. We're just doing a little bit crazier things. We're getting some more intense stuff. I'm beginning to worry. I think you're getting wilder by the minute. 727, let's go to heaven. 727.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. It's like, hi, how are you?
You don't know who your orange girl is, Jethro.
I do. How are you doing, Joanne in Florida? Oh, my Lord. I got to say, hey, how's it been? You know, we haven't been down there doing some psychic circles and stuff. Oh, my goodness. Good to hear from you, Joanne. What a dear, sweet friend.
I know. And then listening to you guys start talking about sex, I said, I knew I should have called in. It was time for you to call.
Those of you tuning in, this is one of my very good friends, and I just love her dearly, and one of my favorite students who used to come to all my classes and some of my channeling circles, and we tease her about the orange girl. Every time she gets around, sex is talked. I should have known you were in the group.
Join in, everyone. Join in.
Exactly.
I bet you want to talk about that, don't you? You know, it's just, it just goes. Joanne has a great gift of making Mikey Jethro turn red at the drop of a hat. It just because she could come in and I'm very Disney for all my talk and all my silly. I am, and I'm a Scorpio, but I just for some reason I don't know if it's my mind or what, but I can turn red really quickly, and. Joanne is one of the individuals who's come in and made me just laugh and have such a great time. Joanne, do you have a specific question? Anything you want to look at for me and Dina? It's so fun to hear from you.
Well, it's funny because I got asked my ring size night before last.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
oh.
And I guess I'm wondering if he's doing this just to get a green card, or if there's really something there.
Say his first name, and I'll let Dina go first because of
Dario.
Who? Dario?
Yes. Dario.
Yeah. Where's he from?
Columbia. Not South Carolina either.
Well, I feel like that there is some caring there, but I'm not seeing a true blue deep connection love. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So I feel like it's like more like. Is caring, but on a lesser level than soulmates, you know. So, in other words, if he couldn't even care about you like that, he couldn't go this next level. But there's not that deep connection of love. So that depends what you want out of this. I do feel it somewhat for his own personal gain. You know, sometimes you can make that work. So it depends on what you want out of it. You know, if that's you think what the issue is, what would you do? I mean, you know, what do you want out of it? And is this someone who you really want for a companion in knowing those circumstances? But, like, I do feel a caring. So it's not like there's not a caring. So,
okay.
You know, knowing that stuff, now you have to make your decision with it. Jethro, what do you get?
I'm in agreement, and I'm going to tease you, and those of you who have a little bit of a bashful, cover your ears for a few minutes. This man's putting a ring on a good thing. Okay, Joanne, stop the sex all the time. What do? You scare this guy, now he's wanting to keep it. You know, you got a guy. And that's what I agree with her. I think that we're seeing the male here going, ooh, this is a hot thing, and here we are looking. I know other viewers are writing in, yeah, he's looking at this card. He's also looking at the energy. So take it slow, feel the energy. I do see this also being something that's very strong. And I have not met him, but I have met you, and what I'm feeling for the energy and the other part that's really phenomenal is you're a really good person. And we're not joking here with the fact that, you know, it's just like Dina, you attractive healers. What happens is you guys sometimes bring in broken wings, so you have to go slow. And I'm not trying to be mean to you ladies. I'll probably get beat up once the radio show goes off. One can't catch me. She's in Florida, and the other one's in Maine, so I have a little run-in time. But I got to tease you, too. It happens a lot when individuals find this type of energy. And I've seen this time and time again. They want to grab on. They want to marry. I knew of a person that went out twice with one of my co-friends and sisters in Sedona and was all ready to buy her a house. The thing we teased about was she told me, she goes, you know, he held my hand and kissed me on the cheek. We teased her really bad and said, we know that, but that people go addicted for this energy. So I agree with her. We got to make sure. We also want to look at this fact that, you know, time is of the essence and the love there. You know, and you're going to have a real problem. Has anybody told him how many people have been vying for that hand in Florida? You know, you might have to buy some boxer gloves and let him know winner, you know, he's going to have to be in jail. That's the way it is. And I don't know whoever's going to bag Dina. I really love it. And whoever marries her, I'm teasing her bag. She's not a deer. But you know, those of you but I can see that also being an Academy Award winning boxer, because it's going to be on, right? Those of you tuning in, this is like it's going to be not shy. We're able to talk about anything with anyone, and right now we're teasing these two healers about men that have the hots for them. There's someone else right in here, Jethro. You talk like this. Now, I know that you used to date in Colorado. What about the candy at the bowling lane? I can tell that you must have changed since I knew you.
Oh,
well, that's a different thing. No, that's a whole different thing. I want to talk about Jethro and the bowling candy. Thank you very much. Sherry, you need to sit down and tell your family to leave me alone. That was someone I dated that there was a little bit of silly instance of the bowling alley. You never know. You know, those of you know, Jethro's very easy, and I used to have candy. There was a big joke with the family that she wanted to date me, and she brought me candy, so I went out with her a couple times, and it's been a big tease. So it's not as bad as you're trying to make it. She's just liking to see me turn red again. Would everybody leave Jethro alone tonight?
I want to thank you guys very much, and I know you guys got more phone calls, and Jethro, get your butt back to Florida real soon, please.
Love you, and I'm going to be down with the Earth Angels tuning in, and I almost got that tonight.
I see that whip coming out. Whoa.
They're probably not the most fun. Those of you know of the Earth Angel place there down in Tampa, it's a wonderful metaphysical store on 2310 West Waters Avenue, Suite A. I will be down there in July. It looks like close to almost the three quarters of the month or the last of the month there. We're trying to get down. I'm going to be in Ohio, for those of you know that, during the end of the month there. So, you know, please check my site. Check webbyjethrosmith.net, and it changes with it. We love you, Joanne. You hang in there. We better grab the phones.
All
I've got
right.
people
Thank
saying that.
Thank you, guys. All righty.
Yeah. So helpful.
Thank you. Love you. Those of you tuning in, what happened to you, Jethro? I don't know what didn't happen to me. You guys are sometimes you make me laugh so bad. I want you guys to look, and I'm very proud of it. You will be seeing some new pictures coming up on it. I have lost some weight. I've done very well. My health is doing a lot better. I've quit smoking. I had picked up that habit a little bit. That's what's gone on with me. Dina, what's gone on with you?
Oh, well, the opposite. I was. That energy really caught me, and I was down for a month or whatever. And I mean, like I had vertigo, I was just down. And I'm like, oh man. So they wanted me sitting down while they worked on me, I'll tell you. But now I feel great. I feel awesome and, you know, strong, and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Just good things. And I'm glad you quit smoking, Jethro.
Thank you. And those of you will tease you. Now, let's talk about a psychic and an empath. Those of you now, we can share this. A couple of times you guys would hear her, and you can go back on our old episodes and hear Dina the last, especially April and May. She was picking up my smoking and was having coughing problems with the throat. A lot of the shows we had to keep working for, Dina was trying to clear her throat because I had smoked and I was fighting it and having the urge, and Dina was picking up the sensation and helping me get through the show without having coughing or problems I was having with my throat and some things at the time. So it is not a good thing. I do not suggest it, and I know all of you know that it is a tool we use for grounding, but I just really, really do not do it. I feel so graced right now that I feel like I'm working within the light to get that handled. And it is, you know, it's something that I had done for years, and it's just not so good. Sophia is writing here from Facebook. I want to know what happened to the girl that used to be on the show that was always able to pick up the mediumship and lived in Maine. I seem to remember she was really good. She's here tonight. You call 773-897-6464.
That's me.
Monica, certified top 20 in the world on American Federation certifications, top 18, 2014, 2015. She's the one to grab. I don't know what else to tell you. You got more phone calls. Let's grab those phones. I hope somebody gets in and tells them Dina's here tonight. 352, how about you? 352.
Hi, Jeff, Bill, and Dana. This is Cindy. I'm in Florida. How are you?
Great, Cindy. So good to
hear you. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time, but you have done many readings for me. And I just saw you on Blog Talk tonight, and I was so excited. I'm glad I got in. Thank you.
Me too. Yeah. I love it, and I miss you. We don't do as much as we used to. Those of you know, we used to be on 5 or 6 nights a week. Now we're down to once a month.
Yeah. Yep. I was wondering if you can tune in and give me some insight on two people, Clifton and Ronnie.
Clifton and Ronnie. Jethro, do you want one?
Yeah, I'll start out first. I feel like this is the. I'm feeling like that. I'm going to take the last name and the thing of Ronnie. I feel like this person is someone who's working on a situation. They're handling their life and their efforts together. I feel like there's something here and there's something there. I feel like that you don't always understand where they're at, but I feel like they. You have a connection with this person that's trying to work out something. I feel like this person's been kind of stepped back a little bit from you right now.
Okay, you're talking about Ronnie.
That's what I feel. Am I correct or am I getting close? Sometimes I'm just feeling energy
with
your name.
Ronnie, well, it could be either. I dated Ronnie years ago, and every once in a while I get a text from him, and how are you doing? I'd like to see you again. And he just recently contacted me in the last couple of weeks, actually in the last week or so, and I wanted to go spend 5 days at the beach in Florida, but he hasn't set a date yet. And then I haven't heard from him since, which is normal. He just texts here and there. But the other person, Clifton, has stepped back. I have been
That's
seeing him
one,
for
yeah.
3 years, and he did a disappearing act 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I keep picking up on Clifton.
In a tantrum. Yes, he did a tantrum disappearing act and went to move in with his mother because he was threatening me, and I stood up to him and said, let me tell you something. I've notified 12 people, and something happens to me, they're coming after you. So he threw a tantrum and left. He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
See, I didn't
want to
touch him.
So I was wondering.
Dina's the meaner of the two, Dina. Tell you what we hope happens to him now.
Well, Clifton, yeah, that's what I was picking up. I was picking up, like, oh, negative feelings, because when you picked Ronnie, I said, all right, I'll tune into Clifton. And I was picking up... And I was picking up, like, really negative darkness around Clifton. And, like, he has – I feel like he needs to be on meds if he isn't, you know. And I feel like there's an imbalance there in addition to the alcoholism. And I also – like a bipolar or something along that line. And
yes,
so, yeah, so I'm feeling – you definitely stay away, you know, like you got out, stay away. But I feel like he just is not going to be the person you want, is not going to get it, is not going to ever come up to the light of which you need and, you know, your vibration. So I think you should be done, Clifton, even, you know, for good.
I told him I am done. However, we were living together at his house. So he took off to his mother's in a tantrum, but then he wanted me to come get him and work things out, and I wouldn't because he was still throwing tantrums when he was on the phone wanting me to come get him. It's like, so I didn't, and I've made it clear that the relationship's over, but I'm trying to find a way to move, and it's very difficult financially trying to find a way to move. So in the meantime, it's like energetically, this other person texted me, not knowing any of this was going on, and just said, hey, how are you doing? I'd like to see you again, not even knowing I was seeing someone.
I at this point, I feel like that you need to get kind of your life on track, and but don't let money stand in your way of thinking that you have to, you know, go back to Clifton. Anyway, don't let that stand in your way.
I'm just trying to find a way to move.
Yeah, Right. Yeah. But it will come. Once you've already made the decision, once you decided this is it, I've done, that money will come for you to be able to move. You'll find a place to move, even if you have to find a temporary place until you find a permanent place. You will find that place. And just go forth with that, because I feel like, and this other guy that, you know, I'm not so sure that, you know, he's the one per se either, but because it's more about you finding yourself next and getting yourself in order next. And then you can, if I were you and this person, you know, wanted to date, I would casual date, meaning not get right, jump right into something serious again. That's what I'm seeing. Take it slow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that
would definitely be. We're in different states, so.
yeah, definitely. Jethro, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no, you're in the same thing. And, Cindy, we're honest, and we're just in total agreement. And sometimes I laugh through the time. We're like, yes, and I'm going right along with you. And I look like someone that's respecting the elders in another country because I'm bowing my head. But I'm sitting here going, yes, and I feel the other cycle with the other intent for you. I have someone writing here silly stuff about milk and cookies. I have no idea. I do suggest you always go with what your doctor says and what you should eat. Not, I love to eat milk and cookies till I can fall over. But that's why, you know, I have also sometimes a basket under me, so I don't know what to tell you. They're asking silly questions here, Dina. Cindy, I just agree with this. Be careful of the fact with you and this other gentleman. I feel like with Ronnie that we were also going in and we're both on agreement with him, is this is a person with a cycle, but I feel like that you two are not yet ready. When they first said that, they said with him that he's stepping back. I feel like you should take this casual and make sure you don't get your, you know, you have a very heartfelt, loving thing for this person still, and you can feel it where you want this to be something good. Take it real cash, because I feel like they're still not in that, what I want to call, really ready to take a serious relationship. And okay. I worry for you, because I love you dearly, and I do remember you. A couple of times I've read for you over the air now, and I feel this strength in you. We are finding these are patterns. Those of you who are keeping track right now, Jupiter's in going right ways, and the fact that it's going in a good progressive for what you dream and manifest are coming with it. But we've also got Venus doing a conjunction with it, which means it's sitting there sending out love vibrations very intensely. So those relationships like you have there are going to be coming back. I've had repeatedly different people who are having people from the past or different things coming through. Be good, Cassius, take it casual. It could be a very good thing because it could be clearing out karma, as we all know with Saturn right now because of where it falls, or what it could be doing because of the sexual Scorpio and Saturn together. It could be putting an intensity. The person may be unfortunately wanting to start karma again. We're finding a lot of individuals that had past relationships wanting to get back together with other people or be around them just to check out and see where they stand. So, you know, planets are very much with us. And I know you're teasing me, going, Jethro, what are you giving me astrology lessons? I'm just telling you, be aware of that stuff. It's very much, I mean, you'll see people going, okay, Mercury went back retrograde, and all those are having communication problems. There's a good example of it working. Mars right now with Scorpio is doing such an intensity right now. I'm encouraging everyone that this week, make sure in how you are, people being back together or getting intense in the next couple of days. You could be having someone coming around you, and it could be building your relationship with them in a way that is not instrumental, because Scorpio and Mars are very sexual, very intense. This is where you have people going, I'm feeling these emotions, and then it's gone. So just take it cautious for the next, you know, I would say, here we are, at least in two after the fourth. Okay?
Okay. With Clifton, now, do you see him trying to come back here? This is his home. He actually owns this property. So do you see him trying to come back to try and work things out before I can find a way to move? Because I'm trying, you know, my 100%
I do.
Of my energy geared towards trying to move.
I do, don't you, Dina? And see that this person
he's
going to
try.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a really sad situation that you've got there, that this person is not just the alcohol, but also a little bit of some mental adjustment here. I would really advise making sure that, you know, someone talk with him, because this is a sad thing. I think the alcohol and the other things are hiding something here a little bit, and I do pray for him, and the fact that I feel like you need to be very cautious. You don't want a violent gun or a person around very tense, and I use that word with him as a person, because he could go off with his emotions because he's not getting what he wants.
Yes, he throws tantrums on a regular basis because, like a little child, because he doesn't get what he wants. And he backed off on the drinking. I don't know if he was substituting it with something else. I never caught him, like drugs rather than the alcohol, but he had backed off the last month and a half or so. before he threw this tantrum and left. But his behavior got worse and worse because he wasn't medicating it with the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And he's not getting the medicine either. So yeah.
Right, and I've 1,000 times I said, you know, I'll go with you if you will go to counseling. You've got to get help for your anger issues and the, you know, your rage issues, and you need. And he's admitted to it before that he knows he needs it, but it's for other people, and he won't go. They'll have a black mark on his file, and he won't be able to get a job, and you know, ego. So right now I'm not having any communication with him. I changed my phone number. He was emailing mm-hmm. me, and then he shut the internet off because I was looking for a house and trying to sell some stuff to get the money to move. So he shut the internet off so I wouldn't have a way to do that. So I just have my phone, and he doesn't have access to my phone number. So I don't really know what mind frame he's in because I'm not communicating at all with him. That's why I was wondering if you see him trying to come back because he lost communication.
Yeah, we already sold it, yes.
Oh,
yep.
You did. Do you see a
yes.
time frame? Do you see a time
yeah.
frame when I can expect that?
That's the thing I got, and I got that this is not that far down the road. I would say probably within, I feel like maybe 35, 40 days. I don't feel it's that far. I also being told by the angels and guides, you've had some other situations there that are going to excel at this. Some other stuff that's happening. I feel like you're trying to get this, and I do feel like you're going to start to get something where you're starting to move, and I feel like then he's going to be back. I feel like you have to move quicker
mm-hmm.
is what I'm getting told.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
We love you, Cindy.
Guys,
roll
to
give it a push.
To have no funds to move with. It's the only thing stopping me. Doing everything, you know, trying to sell stuff to raise those funds.
I'm so sorry for you. And I feel that's part of what's getting you with a little bit of this energy, too, is that we got to get this in there and do it. And I had a friend tease me about that. Make sure that those of you that are doing your manifesting to put out some different efforts for these things like that. She's trying to get a place. Make sure you accept any and all means. Start doing other things, you know.
Yeah, but I know here. I don't know if it is there, but around here we have homes for women trying to get out of sort of battered relationships.
Well, I have a farm. I have horses and dogs, and my son living with me. So I like have to move everybody. I can't just
uh-huh.
abandon them. I have to move, so I have to find a place.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I would stop looking. I would stop putting feelers out and looking then for all of it.
Oh, I have been. I've been aggressively looking.
Yeah. But, you know, this is where you have to decide. You have to decide, you know, is it more important to stay there in all that or, you know, speed it up.
It's about being more important.
Know.
I have no way out.
Yeah.
I don't have any money to leave with. It's
right,
100%
right.
most important for me to leave as fast as I can. But
right,
I don't have
but like
money
I said,
to do that.
check into battered women shelters, you know, like housing, not shelters, but housing. You know, like they actually have their apartment buildings. You know, check into all those sort of places. And then from there. Yeah, and.
So they,
yep,
they could help with their animals.
For animals.
Too.
Yep, for animals and people, yep.
And I'm sorry, Cindy, we have to run. We got a bunch of people. Thank you. Please hang in and let us know. We want to make sure you're safe. You know that. Contact me through Facebook. We'll keep looking at it. I'm not sure
thank
I know
you.
What the personally will do. You're welcome. We can get there and send to you some sites. Always check the 800 Coalition Against Violence I worked with them for years. Make sure you get a hold of one of them. Domestic violence. Do some research on it. Check into it. Find the different resources. There are other places, and we were just saying there. I know that they helped other friends of mine who went through. She had some animals and did not. So they, like we were saying, the other Dumb Friends Animal League, other places stepped in. They helped with different places. One of the things you might think about also is the rescue places, because the rescuers are bringing in animals and working with government facilities, and they might have a place for the horses, a place for you to stay and take care of them, because they may need someone with it. As I was saying, make sure you look at all means, because that it may be a place that you could be working and saving yourself and that too. We've got some friends tuning in. We got 646. I'm so sorry. 402, 305. We can say hello to you. We got 1 minute left. 646, how are you? 646 is bashful. We'll go ahead and go right on with 305. How are you doing?
Good.
We're having a lot of them going in there. Hello, 402. We got. How about 402?
Hi. Hi there.
Hi.
It's Karen. Good to hear your
voice. Hi, Karen. We got everybody trying to get in. We're so sorry. So good to hear from you, Karen.
No
it's been
problem.
A while. I remember you.
It has.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, and thank you so much. We're going to be, those of you tuned in, we're doing Thursday night. Normally we're Wednesday night, so tune back in at Wednesday night at 8 o'clock again. We have me and Dina. We also will be doing specials during the day at 2 o'clock. If that's what people ask me, right now we're working with some special guests to get them to come in. We'll be doing that. Karen, get anything quick? What do you want us to look at real quick for you? Me and Dina. 60 seconds. Ouch.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I can do it in 60 seconds, Jethro, but I appreciate your effort. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. We tried. We got to go. Thank you, Karen, for calling in. Definitely, you guys, go wild. Stay wild. It is the way to be. Anything you want to tell anybody, Dina, before they fly us out of here and we go back to work?
Well, what happened to the issue we were going to tackle?
You don't have time to get it.
I know. Anyway, now, have a great week, everybody. And, we're going through a lot of planetary things, like Jethro said, right now. So the emotions and energy is all over the place. But trust me, in the long run, it's going to be good. So, you know, just have faith and enjoy the journey.
And all of you, we love you. Remember, this is it. Stay wild is the way to be. We'll be talking to you soon. Blessings.